preparation going for what's taking place this holiday weekend?
Going well. Getting ready for some fun activities for the kiddos. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, let's talk about Saturday, July 1st. What is going to be going on as we celebrate Independence Day at the Tallgrass Prairie?
We're celebrating on the 1st, July 1st. We're going to be starting out with some cooking programs from 10 to 12, doing our typical stove cooking demonstrations. And then at 1 o'clock, we will stop to read the Declaration of Independence and begin our kids' games. They'll be from 1 to 3 p.m., and anything like potato sack race, you know, one-foot hop, all kinds of activities, tug of war, maybe even a bucket brigade, which is always a lot of fun on a hot day.
Yes, and then there'll
be roping demonstrations throughout the day, teaching people how to actually, you know, rope a steer. So that'll be going ongoing from 10 to 4. And we'll be doing some gardening and things like that. So just a lot of fun, just a, kind of a relaxed atmosphere, laid back, and just enjoying the day.
And it sounds, too, like the grown-ups, and if they want to take their kids, they can take a guided tour as well.
Absolutely, yes. We do have our vans back, or we call our Scenic Vista van tours. And on the weekends, we are giving 4 each day. And during the week, we give 3 per day. The dates or the times on those are 10 o'clock, 11:30, 1, and 2:30. And if you like, you could call the park to get a reservation for it. Everything's free. Or you can just show up and see what is available that day for your visit. So, but yeah, really excited about that.
Yeah, it's going to be all kinds of fun. You mentioned you'll be stopping and doing some reading of the Declaration of Independence. Is that something they used to do back in the day?
They did, and it was a big deal. You know, on time on the squares, the courthouse squares, or the in towns, they would stop and read and just have us remember our roots, where we came from, and the importance of independence. So, we're going to be doing a shortened version of that. But, yes, we do stop and kind of reflect and, you know, see where we're at now. So it's a good thing. Good thing to remind people.
Yeah, and there's really, the way it sounds, Heather, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, there is always seemed to have been a deep historical component of activities at the Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve, specifically those that are available to the public, like what's taking place here this weekend. I'm assuming because of that, that's by design?
It is, you know, but like I said, we do have the, both natural and cultural, so it's really important to have both of those components, and that's our main themes here is the Tallgrass Prairie and how there's just not much of that left, and really celebrating that and everything that goes along with that, but also the ranching legacy as well. And, you know, it's kind of hard to ignore these, you know, these huge buildings as people drive into the parking lot. But, you know, you build it, they will come. And so we get them here and then get them out. You know, we have 11,000 acres here. We have a bison herd. There's so much here for everybody. And people come just for the, you know, relaxation, just to take a breath and kind of regroup and, just have a quiet moment and make family memories. Because, you know, we all remember those memories of the kids, you know, as we're growing up. Those little pivotal moments in our lives, like, wow, that was so much fun. You know, that was a cool ranger program, or that flower was so neat. You never know what's going to spark a child's interest or even an adult's interest, too. So, yeah, there's something here for everyone.
So how is the buffalo herd making out?
They're doing very well. We've had 19 little baby bison born this year so far. So typically they're born in May, but we've had some born here in June, too. Herd's doing very well, and the Vista Van Tours, they go right through that pasture. And so you have a 50-50 chance, but so far we've been, you know, they've kind of been hanging around the tour bus road, and you can even also see them from a distance, too. But it's nice to be able to get people back out into the resource again, because that was lacking for 3 seasons. So we're really excited to provide that service again. And again, everything's free out here, so just call, make a reservation, or just show up and see what's still available. So, yeah.
Have you been surprised by how popular the bison herd has been? And maybe you can kind of just give us a brief history lesson as to how the herd came to be.
Sure. Well, I guess it's not really a surprise. And even in our bookstore, anything that has bison on it is our top seller.
It works, huh?
It worked, you know, and that just, we're not trying for that, but it is, you know, people really enjoy the bison image and information about that. But, yeah, the herd started in 2009 here, and the 13 head of a bison came from Wind Cave National Park in South Dakota, and that was specifically reason for that was because they're the most genetically pure, at least at the time, herd that were available. So we started with 13. in October of 2009 and let them acclimate a little bit on the prairie and then let them out into the pasture that's 1,100 acres. And then the next year we added some more from the same, you know, unit, same park, and then just let them develop and grow, and then we also cull the herd because we do keep track of the genetics as well, so there's no inbreeding, of course. So it's a very well thought out plan that we have put together, and it's, you know, by design. So, but here we are, you know, 2023, and we typically keep, like I said, about 100 head in that pasture. We've also opened up the pasture called West Traps Pasture, which is right behind the schoolhouse, you know, specifically so that people that cannot hike out into the prairie can actually drive up to the schoolhouse and potentially see the bison closer than what they'd have to hike back into that area. So we have the two areas opened up so people can actually see, you know, the bison, whether it be by Vista Van Tour or hiking or just driving up to the schoolhouse. But they've been doing very well, and it's nice to see that animal back on the landscape, because that was one of the things that was in our general management plan, was to have the animals back in their natural habitat back here on the prairie. So again, even during COVID, people came out. We didn't close the trails. You know, there's plenty of distance, you know, social distancing out there in the prairie. But people came out, and our visitation didn't drop. It was actually increased a little bit. So, and then as people started coming out, they started seeing that we had other activities and things going on. So it's been a win-win for everyone, really. People really have a place to come locally, to come visit and experience peace and quiet.
That's great.
Yeah, it's great.
One other question I had here, Heather, and it kind of loops back to what's going to be taking place here this weekend and the other public activities that you have, is, you know, really how many people gather in order to make these go for you?
Oh, our volunteers are just key for any of our special events. We couldn't do what we do if it wasn't for our volunteers. We have a great staff, though, too, and we've hired 8 youth conservation group kids, and they've been doing a phenomenal job here at the park. But again, if it wasn't for our volunteers and everyone just working together, pulling together as a team, it wouldn't be anything like, you know, it is. So we're very fortunate to have such a great core of volunteers and staff that help support these great programs. So,
Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve. Heather, well, why don't you give us a rundown again of Saturday's activities?
Sure. Starting out with cooking demonstrations at 10 o'clock. They go from 10 to noon. Kids games from 1 to 3, roping demonstrations throughout the day from 10 to 4, gardening exercises and things throughout the day, and just enjoying a picnic lunch or whatever you want to bring. And Vista Van Tours, they're at 10 o'clock, 11:30, 1 o'clock, and 2:30. Yeah, so lots of things going on.
And you are online, and do you have social media platforms?
We do. Facebook. We're on Facebook, and also our Tallgrass Prairie website as well. They can look it up there.
Good deal. Well, Heather, thanks so much for your time here today. Hopefully, you know, we'll be able to dodge some raindrops, especially for the late stages of it, because it looks like we may have some thunderstorm activity by late afternoon. But hope you have a great turnout Saturday, and please keep us posted on all the things that are happening at the preserve.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Thanks so much.
Heather, thanks. Great job, as always. Heather Brown, who joins us often to update us on many, many great activities at the Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve. We certainly encourage you to check that out. They do wonderful things there. Mm-hmm. Heather's the chief of interpretation there, but Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve, 2 miles north of Strong City on Kansas State Highway 177. That's the Flint Hills National Scenic Byway. What that is.
I'm glad you reminded me of that.
We appreciate Heather joining us here this morning on our Newsmaker 3 segment. 855, 80 degrees. Good morning.
The 14th annual Denim and Diamonds event benefiting Newman Regional Health is